You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us is our newsmaker of the day. She is the executive director for the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. She's a former KVML radio host, Lisa Bolton. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Mark. It's great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back in the studio. Does it feel familiar?
This was one of my favorite things I've ever done in my job. Yeah, it does feel very familiar, except Lisa Mayo's not here, of course, and we used to be co-hosts.
Executive Director for the Calaveras Visitors Bureau, how long have you had that job position?
It's going to be 7 years in July.
However, there is some sad news. You're saying goodbye to us. Where are you going?
I'm going back to the UK. I've been in the United States, in California, actually, for 30 years. And I've loved it. I've loved living and working here. But it's time to go back. I want to be back with my family. My family is getting older. And I took my younger son back a couple of years ago, and he absolutely fell in love with it. We were there for a month. I wouldn't have chosen to move back if he didn't love it. But he's not talked about anything since.
You've lived in the United States for 30 years?
Yes, actually over 30 years.
How long in Calaveras County?
20 years. 21.
Then I can't fathom what a big change this is going to be for you.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And I was actually just this weekend with all the snow that we've had, and it's been a while since we've had that kind of quality of snow. It was just a winter wonderland up in Arnold where I live, and I know I'm really going to miss that. And I was complaining about it to my family. So it's just so gorgeous. You know, obviously I'll be enjoying other things in England, but the great outdoors that we have here in Calaveras and in the Sierras will not be something I'll be enjoying on a daily basis the way I have been able to.
A lot of small town charm. What's the personality like where you're going to live?
I am planning on moving to Canterbury, which is a medieval city. Number one reason for moving there, best fish and chips in the whole county. No, but really, it's a really beautiful medieval city. It's a huge tourist attraction, so you get lots of foreign visitors. And I have always really loved it.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're leaving behind, which is the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. You're the executive director for how much longer?
I will be continuing on until the end of June. I'll be here for that whole month of June to train my replacement.
And do you know who the replacement is, or are you looking?
No, we're still looking. We're actually taking applications through March 29th. You can go online to get more information about what the job requirements are at gocalaveras.com/job-openings.
How healthy is the Visitors Bureau that you are leaving behind?
Well, it was important to me not to leave behind a Visitors Bureau that was struggling or had issues. So I really am trying to time it for a time when the Visitors Bureau is in good shape and has a really good footing in the community. We are always at the mercy of what the city and the county decide as far as TOT dollars coming into the Visitors Bureau. However, the county did just pass an increase in TOT from 6% to 12%. And if the Calaveras Visitors Bureau continues to receive the percentage that it has been, it will double its income from TOT in the next fiscal year. So I'm really hopeful that the Board of Supervisors continues to recognize the importance of the economic development work that's being done by the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. I know that the City of Angels Camp is also struggling financially, and they're looking at creative ways to try and augment some of their expenses and looking at the potential to see if the CVB might be able to take on some of the responsibilities for tourism attractions, which is a little different from what we have been doing. And there's a potential for that. So with the CVB being in good shape as far as all of the infrastructure, we have a really robust website, really great social media marketing that we're doing. I feel like we're really positioned well to move forward as long as we continue to receive the funding that we need.
How large is your staff?
It's small. There are six of us total. There are only two full-time employees. That would be me and also our social media marketing person, Cadence Eaton, that some of you will have heard of and know of. She's been doing a brilliant job of running our social media and digital content on our website. And then we have a part-time calendar manager. She is employed for 10 hours a week to basically update the calendar of events. She does a brilliant job at that. We have three visitor services people, Nola, Jessica, and Jordan. Actually, Jessica's our office manager as well. So I feel like on the budget that we have, we do an outstanding job. We give really good value for money. That will continue after I'm gone. And it's really important to me that I spend time training up the new person, getting them really familiar with the workings of the CVB as they are currently, which they can then put their stamp on later. But just so that we keep things running really smoothly and there's not a feeling of a gap in service or something.
You must have very strong relationships with those who run lodging, recreational areas.
Well, definitely a part of it is keeping really strong relationships with our tourism-related businesses in the county. And especially since one of the things that we do to bring media attention to Calaveras is fam tours, when we bring journalists, social media, bloggers, digital influencers into Calaveras County to have a first-hand experience. And we always have to reach out to our partners in lodging and recreation and attractions to provide those experiences for them as a complimentary thing in exchange for receiving coverage in the media. One of the things that we've done over the last couple of years is build a really strong coalition between the Calaveras County Economic Development Department, the Calaveras County Chamber of Commerce, and the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. So we're really working hand in hand in promoting Calaveras County, working on economic development, working on bringing business into the county. And we have a good relationship also with Destination Angels Camp, which does the economic development for the city.
Lisa Bolton, Executive Director for the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Mark.